did I tell you about the fucking MTV Movie Awards?
No.
I had a shathead hit me up about that and be like, check this the fuck out.
What is it?
MTV Movie Awards was like two nights ago or last night.
Uh-huh.
I think Sunday night.
Yeah.
They had, number one, it was genderless.
What the fuck's that mean?
So, like, there's not, like, best actor, best actress, all okay. that. So there's no gender, which is, whatever, fuck it.
What's it. What do they call it, best actor?
Best performance, maybe? They probably wouldn't say actor, I don't remember.
Okay.
But there was also an award for best, like, sticking it to the system was a fucking award category. Hidden Figures won. Or as I like to call it, Madea goes to the moon. No, Hidden Figures fucking won, dude.
The best sticking it to
best
the man
sticking
category?
It to the man. Brought to you by fucking MTV.
Ew, dude.
And then a millionaire goes up and collects the award. It's like, dude, what the fuck? Are we nuts?
Oh my God. Dude, that's the same thing I was talking about with Heineken. So now we're looking to like,
yeah.
We're looking to like beer commercials and like soda to like show us the way.
It's
like
crazy.
Pepsi dropped the ball on their social commentary. Check out Heineken.
Yeah,
it's
here's
like
a corporation.
Yeah. So you fucking dude, it's like Heineken really got it right. And it's like,
I'm going to have a Heineken tonight. Hashtag whatever. Fucking hashtag love
hashtag
your neighbor.
I'm a white fucking nerd.
But they also, there was this part in there and a good listener brought this up to me. She shall go unnamed.
Yeah.
But because she actually probably would not want to be associated with this.
She came in the night, dude.
She, yeah, she released her fucking veil.
Yes.
She said, she also said Two Dope Queens was garbage. And I was like, welcome to the fucking squad.
Welcome to the fucking resistance, dude.
There was a scene where I think Allison Williams, is that chick from Girls?
I couldn't
Brian
tell
Williams, you. The chick from Get Out. Well, anyway, the chick from Get Out and the guy from Get Out presented an award.
Together.
First off, I think Get Out won swept, dude. Get Out won everything.
100%.
But they present an award, and you know how they have that like banter before they present an award?
Yeah.
The chick was like, it's really hard for black people to like me right now. What can I do? And then she started just naming racist shit as like a joke. That's how fucking backwards these people. She was like, maybe I could change George Washington's face on Mount Rushmore to Denzel Washington. Would they like me then? It's like, dude, are you fucking kidding? She closed it with like, I should get Beyonce's Lemonade back on Spotify. The place went nuts.
Well, dude, two fat black chicks wrote those jokes for her. Guaranteed. MTV had like two fat chick comedians be like, and
I don't know
Denzel
if they're fat. No
face.
Way, no way. If they were fat black chicks, they'd be actually fucking funny.
True.
It's probably skinny, hot black chicks that were like, yeah.
You're 100%
right.
It
was Two Dope Queens.
That's
they
true.
Wrote it.
Yeah, dude. Absolutely right.
Yeah, fat black chicks are fucking hilarious,
sick,
dude.
Right.
They would have wrote some hilarious shit.
They would have crushed her, dude. Good point.
But yeah, that was that. Dude, you got to check it out. It's fucking insane.
I can't, man.
It was all about, like, gender and, like, dude, the person who won best performance overall was fucking Hermione in Beauty and the Beast.
What?
Emma Watson.
Okay.
She won best.
Her name's Hermione in that movie?
No, her name's Hermione in Harry Potter.
Oh, I was going to say, what the fuck? I thought it was Belle, dude.
No, yeah, Belle won best actor of the year.
Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast. Like, best picture was definitely. Oh, yeah. Best kiss? Guess what best kiss was?
Two dudes.
Moonlight.
Yeah,
two black
100%,
dudes.
Dude.
It was funny. The same person that brought this to my attention cited that as like.
Yeah.
She was watching it with a group of friends, and when they went through like the nominees, she was like, oh, that one won.
100%.
And they're like, hey, you don't know? And she was like,
yes, I do.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, I do. Dude.
Guaranteed that one.
Two gay black dudes kissing.
Holy shit, I'm getting hard right now.
They're not getting hard.
They're not getting hard. Who's not getting hard? What are you talking about?
I thought you were like being like, you're being bad. I'm like, no, you're not.
No.
There's nothing, dude. If you could just start that is like the best thing in the world right now.
Oh, but
to win awards.
One thing
if they were retarded too, it would have broke the fucking whole thing. If they're two gay black retarded dudes making out, it would have just been like, we canceled the whole ceremony. We just win everything.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
No, Matt.
Sorry.
God damn it, dude.
It's so funny.
Two black retarded guys kissing?
I want to remake Moonlight 2 with fucking like Puerto Rican retarded dudes. Have them jerk each other off. Like, this is beautiful.
Dude, that's the hottest cast ever. Was it somebody who told me there was cum in Moonlight?
Ew.
I know there's not, dude. They don't show cum. What did he come into a shirt? Someone's like, there's cum because he gets jerked off on the beach. I thought they actually showed like cum in the sand.
Ew,
I
was dude. Like,
why are you so homophobic, dude? It's cum. It's ew. Funny.
No, it's not.
Yeah, gay cum's funny. Getting a hand job from a dude in the beach, that's so
but
funny.
But the way it shoots into the sand, dude, it'd be fucking. Yeah, did you ever spit all, into the sand yeah, and it's like turns covered. Into the circle?
Yeah. That'd be really funny.
Now I kind of want to rip a load in the sand to see what happens. I'm going to kneel, dude. Fucking rip
I
a load.
Good for you. I ripped a load in the. Yeah.
Ripped an L in the sand.
Ripped. Took one to the fucking house in the sand, dude.
It's probably like a dude rounding second base and sliding into the bag. Dude, it's like, oh my God.
Oh, baby.
That's fucking funny.
Yeah, so, Shatheads, if you get a chance, take a look at MTV. Take out the movie awards.
Be ready for also, Moonlight 2.
Yeah, get ready for Matt's new Moonlight 2, starring Puerto Rican retards jerking
be,
each other
no,
off.
No, it's
going to
be John Leguizamo, and I'm going to get maybe the dude from the HBO, the Indian guy.
Oh, that would
goes
win.
To jail.
That would win everything.
Those two just fucking 69, dude.
If those two 69, standing 69 at like a lifeguard tower.
Just, be fucking, just like double Rain Man fucking like solving math problems.
It'd be insane. It'd be the, dude, you know what would be really funny? You know how they did like Scary Movie?
Yeah.
To make like a woke movie.
That would be fucking
that'd be a really
awesome.
Funny movie.
That would be hilarious.
Fuck, I think I came up with a good one.
Bam, write
woke
it down.
Woke movie, all those woke movies combined.
Dude, that
start
would be
out with Remember the
so
Titans.
Fucking
start
funny.
Out with them doing math. All that shit.
Write it down, dude. That's a fucking good idea.
Well, now somebody on the cast is going to steal it.
Who?
I don't know. No one.
One of our many fucking competitors.
You can't be white and write woke movie.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe.
Now. You can write it now. And in 5 years, it'll be legal. But for now.
I'm all about this, dude. My Facebook now is just like, all I want to do is ask POCs questions, dude.
I love POCs.
I love asking their dialogue, dude, and being like,
fucking,
yo.
I said POC at the show I was on.
POC, so
I said
sick.
Fucking people of color. And then as soon as I said it, I was like, I'm also the first fucking guy from Mechanicsburg to ever say fucking people of color. Give me a break on that one.
Is
that's
that
pretty
good. That's a good one, right? Calling people POCs.
People of color? Yeah. And I was like, normally back home, we'd leave out the fucking people of. Tossing a D on coloreds. Somehow D gets stuck in there.
D, you throw a hard DS
like
on it.
Like fucking coloreds.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I just want to, dude, that was like, that's been like the theme. I've been glancing at Facebook and it's like, well, don't you think we should get the viewpoint of maybe a person of color on this? And then they just like come all over themselves and bow out. It's like,
yuck.
Ew, dude. How about you just offer your fucking opinion? It was literally all that. Like, it's disgusting. These gross fucking white men think they know. It's like that and the fucking pictures of fucking white dudes. Like, here's our leaders. And it's like, yeah.
Yeah, you that's live in a picture. White country.
It's a yeah, that's the picture of the fucking people who got elected through a crooked democratic process. Hello. Wake the fuck up.
Fuck yeah, Matt.
Suck it.
Dude, this is your fucking InfoWars right now. I could see you. I could see all the fucking equations floating around that head of yours.
I'm sick of it, dude. I am.
I know you are. You are fucking fired up today.
It's all people trying to act. It's like.
Yeah, it is. Of course it is. Everybody knows it.
None of it's for a real purpose.
No,
it's
all
fully
fake
to be
bullshit.
Like, and I'm a good one. It's like, no,
what's
you're
it
not.
Called? Signal? What's it called? Signaling?
Red lighting? Gaslighting?
Not gaslighting.
I don't know.
There's
don't know
a virtue signaling. I think is what it's called.
Oh, yeah,
is
yeah,
where you're
yeah.
Like, actually, I think we should consult with a person of color.
Yeah.
That's virtue signaling.
That makes sense. I can
yeah,
see
it's
that.
The same thing.
It's well put.
It's just everyone, hey, everyone, look at this.
I wonder how good you feel for the whole day after you post a thing requesting, like I just want POCs. They probably do that, and they're just like, yes, all the rest of the day, dude. They're probably just like, I did it.
I think we're
I
thinking
helped.
Of the same person every time we do this.
I don't. I'm thinking of
there's
like
an army
people.
Of these people.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I did it today. It's like,
damn, that's especially because it's and they block and unfriend people.
Yeah.
So then, who the fuck are they giving this information to?
Dude, I'm telling you, the whole thing is they're building a utopia for people who think exactly like them. So it's
we
need acceptance. And like this fucking piece of shit.
It's not a utopia because they can't build a utopia.
Fucking, yeah.
They don't understand. It takes the guts and courage of white men to build a fucking industry, baby.
We need to take a break, dude. We're getting too hot.